When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Beat the Hammer, which is always brought to us by the great people at First Trust Bank, who encourage you to challenge your bank. And with that, we've got a contestant ready to challenge me, fool that he is. With that, let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All right, Dick Vermeil coming up in 15 minutes, and it's always great to talk to Coach Vermeil on an Eagles-Cowboys week, so we'll talk to him coming up soon. Nick in Cranford right now is our contestant. Nick, where in, like, the heck is Cranford?
It's 20 minutes outside of New York. I'm in North Jersey.
Are you a loser or a winner? Put another way, are you not an Eagles fan or an Eagles fan?
I'm an Eagles fan. I grew up in South Jersey. My wife's from North Jersey. That's why I'm here.
Good man. Good man. Okay. So, Nick, you think you know your Philly sports?
I sure do.
You sound confident with that.
That sounded good to me.
Yeah, I respect knows
I
respect.
I sure do.
People respect me and my sports acumen. Well, I respect you, Nick. I got
it. That's a mutual admiration society here.
Well,
I'm 1-2 against you, so.
Oh, he's beating the hammer. Love this.
I like it. Nick, I'm going to step way down the hall, and I'm going to wish you good luck, sir.
Good luck. Take your time.
There you go. He will take his time. He always takes his time.
This is wonderful, Nick. I'm glad to know that you have been there. You've done that. Joe looked like he almost tripped over the little, what do you call that? The partition?
John, you almost ran into someone this morning when you were doing your stretches walking over to the trash can. It was hysterical.
I know. I was like these partition
things. Were those
things,
your pregame stretches?
I was doing like some hurdling stretch things that go back to the old track and field days, and I did almost run into someone.
Things get weird down here at Borgata early.
Sounds
morning.
Like
it. He is safely far away.
Yes. Ensconced in the soundproof freezer. All right, Nick, you ready to play a little game we call Beat the Hammer?
Let's go.
All right, let's go. Our category for the week, tiny bit of a curveball this week. Even though it was last weekend, we're still going to honor Doug Peterson one more time on the way out. The last time we will see Doug as a head coach in Philly, most likely. We're going to do Eagles coaches after they leave Philadelphia. That is the category for the week. Nick, are you ready to roll?
Go.
All right, clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. 55 seconds. Here we go. Question number one. Doug Peterson has one playoff win as Jaguars head coach. What team did he beat?
Chargers.
How many seasons was Rich Kotite head coach of the New York Jets after his stint with the Eagles?
Pass.
Who did Ray Rhodes replace as head coach of the Green Bay Packers after being fired by the Eagles?
Pass.
Two different quarterbacks played in a game for Chip Kelly in his one season as San Francisco's head coach. Name one of them.
Alex Smith.
Three people were head coach of the Chiefs in between Dick Vermeil and Andy Reid. Name one of them.
Herm Edwards.
How many seasons was Rich Kotite head coach of the New York Jets?
Two.
Who did Ray Rhodes replace as head coach of the Green Bay Packers after being fired by the Eagles?
Time.
All right. All right. Nick, you got three, buddy. Nice job, dude. I don't know if it'll be enough or not, but
that was nice.
A strong
he's
performance.
He's jogging back. Joe
good.
Is running.
Right, we're gonna put Nick
Joe
on
is
hold
running.
There. What? Oh, here.
Joe
play this.
Is running with arm action. And it's almost non-belly lean. There was non-belly lean with that run. Has Joe been running on his own?
No.
Has Joe been practicing running like a normal human?
What are the odds that today is the day I would decide to play this music for him? How about that? What are the odds, huh?
Appropriate job by you,
Jimmy.
Nice work.
I didn't sprint. I mean, it was only so fast I move.
Yeah, you had some get up and go there, more than normal.
A little bit.
A lot more than normal.
I can't believe you ran. I played Chariots of Fire. Yeah. It's so weird.
It was a jaunty little...
From time to time.
Yeah. Job.
All right, how did this guy... let's see, what's his name? Nick. How
Nick.
Did he do?
Nicholas. You ready to roll here, buddy?
Dude, I've been ready.
Right, let me just get rid of this Chariots of Fire. You're welcome, by the way. Play the Chariots of Fire music for you. No response there. But
the problem is, while there's a winner in Chariots of Fire, there's also a loser.
You're damn right there is.
There's a bunch of losers, actually, and I'm hoping to not be one of them.
All right, you ready to roll here?
Ben.
Category for the week. We're going to honor Doug Peterson one more time, since we will probably never see him as head coach here in Philadelphia again. We're going to do Eagles coaches after they left Philadelphia. That is the category for the week. You ready?
Well, you were scrambling for a topic. Eagles, just so I understand, Eagles head coaches?
Yes.
After they left Philadelphia?
Correct.
Okay.
It's interesting. I like it.
Yeah, the Jets and Richie Kotite.
You ready to roll?
Okay. I told you. Big.
Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. 55 seconds.
Alex Smith would be the answer for who Andy Reid's first quarterback
Here we go. Was. Question number one. Doug Peterson has one playoff win as Jaguars head coach. What team did he beat?
Oh, man. I'm going to say... Indy.
How many seasons was Rich Kotite head coach of the New York Jets after his stint with the Eagles?
Two.
Who did Ray Rhodes replace as head coach of the Green Bay Packers after being fired by the Eagles?
Holmgren.
Two different quarterbacks played in a game for Chip Kelly in his one season as San Francisco's head coach. Name one of them.
Wow. Oh, man. So I got to do this here. He was here in 15. So the question is, who is San Fran's quarterback in 16? I'll come back to that.
Three people were head coach of the Chiefs in between Dick Vermeil and Andy Reid. Name one of them.
Herm Edwards. All right. San Fran's quarterback in 2016. I don't think it's Kaepernick, but I'll say Kaepernick.
Wow. A 4-3 victory.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. That's what you do. That's what you do, and it's how you
wow.
do. And it's why the hammer's the hammer. It's like Foles in the Super Bowl. You pull it out. Hammer. Now, Nick is like Brady in that Super Bowl, not the freaking 71. Nick, apparently you did well. But, sir, not well enough. You freaking loser.
All right, I deserve it.
Nick, you did great.
You actually don't deserve it.
You actually gave us our first close hammer.
I didn't
forever.
Think Kaepernick was the right answer at all. Who was the other one, James?
Blaine Gabbert played like five games that year.
So, Nick, when I say that's why the hammer's the hammer, do you get it now? Do you get it?
Nope.
I mean, I told you. Like,
if you had other basic knowledge to go along with
it. Well, that's the problem. I don't.
That's what I mean.
Trust me, I understand.
It's like a one-trick pony, you know.
I don't disagree with you. I do. All right, so
you're
Nick,
you're good at it though. You're very good at
it. No, hold on. Good's not the word. What's the word?
Good.
Take it up. Listen, great is probably not the word. Exceptional may not be the word. I would say the word is historic.
But Joe, you're a pony.
I'm a pony?
One trick.
Oh, one trick pony. Not bad. Hey, Nick, we're going to award you a prize. I don't often do
that
when someone loses. But you deserve that Philadelphia Eagles. It's a Philly thing, knit hat. Nick, I'm going to put you on hold. You obviously were a very worthy contestant.
Great try, Nick.
But a loser nonetheless. Nick, congrats on being a...
Nick, good stuff, man. Thank you for making it fun.
All right, Nick. Good job, buddy.
It was competitive.
So, James, finally, that was entertaining.
Was really good.
James, what? First off, John, how much time did I have left?
Seconds.
I was going to say it had to be seconds.
Seconds. Yeah. Three, four, something like
that? Probably 2 seconds.
I was thinking I was waiting for the time.
I had to just say something. Yeah. I really didn't think Kaepernick was still there, but he's all I could think of. I never would have gotten Blaine Gabbert. And, James, what was the answer to the other one?
The Chargers. Remember the all-time great comeback? They passed Frank Reich. They were down 31-3 at halftime or whatever.
Wow. Wow. All right. Well, look, I tell you all the time, First Trust Bank, the sponsor of our program, they know to saddle up next to the hammer. They also know to encourage you to make sure you challenge your bank. And if they're not coming through for you, get to First Trust Bank for commercial banking. Just phenomenal job. With that victory, 200 and I'm really racking them up now, 267. Again, historic. With that, we shut down Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, James, we might have to replay that every hour.
Yeah. You're feeling yourself today.
No, I am. Well, I do that all the time.
Oh, no.
I'm just feeling yourself every day.
Relax. I'm kidding. Dick Vermeil joins us coming up in a few minutes.
I typically pull it out when it could benefit me.